mercy and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hear the word of our Lord from 1 Peter chapter 2. As you come to him, Jesus, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, stone is nothing special to look at. Gray, drab, heavy. Not something to be cherished or put on display. Growing up on the farm, I remember we had this one field that had stones all over in it. And every year we'd have to spend a day walking the field, picking up stones, putting them in a trailer, and getting rid of them. The field was much better with those stones removed. When Jesus came to the earth, many viewed him as common, like a common, ordinary stone. He certainly was nothing special to look at. But even more than that, they looked at him as one who caused havoc, not in their fields, but in their life, in their church, in their plans. Those in control, the leaders of the people, rejected him. They eliminated him, much like my family took out those stones from the field every year. They were never realizing, never recognizing that the stone that they were rejecting was, in fact, a living stone, chosen and precious in God's eyes. Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world, the cornerstone and keystone of the eternal living temple God was building. You see, Jesus may have looked ordinary, but that was just his covering. Inside his human flesh and blood dwelt the creator of the universe. Jesus is the living stone who was rejected by men, but in the sight of God is chosen and precious. Now listen again to what 1 Peter goes on to say. As you come to him, that living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Think about it. Christ Jesus, the living and precious one, has come, is coming to you. In the simple words of the gospel, to do something special in you and with you. He is drawing you to himself so that you might become like him. Living stones, united together in a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood and the most glorious and beautiful temple the earth will ever have. It really doesn't matter how drab or ordinary we may look on the outside, or even how heavy we are. As we are drawn to Christ, we, you and I, we are made to be special, very special. Now, the world may not see it in you or me any more than they did in Jesus. In fact, we might experience rejection by them just as he did. But that doesn't matter. You are chosen and special in God's sight, and you always will be. So then, what's the purpose of this beautiful temple filled with holy priests? Well, I'm glad you asked. See, temples and priests are where people are able to connect with, are able to come to the holy God. We, in other words, are the connection between heaven and earth. We are the connection between humanity and the God who saves humanity. Back at the time of creation, that was a role of all humanity. We were to be the link between God and creation. But that link was broken. Broken by sin. Our sin. Our rebellion. Our resistance to God's will and ways. So, God in his love and mercy made a new link. Through the one who looked like that drab, ordinary stone. The living stone who was chosen and precious in God's sight. The God-man, Jesus. And now, as he links himself to us through his simple, ordinary word and spirit, he recreates us into living stones, into precious links in his eternal chain. He restores us to our intended selves and our original roles. You and I, we are the reflection of God himself, all of creation, and especially the sinful humankind. When those who do not know Jesus look at you and me, they see his reflection, his image. And then, when they hear the simple words of the gospel as we share it with them, their eyes are opened to see past us and to gaze into the very eyes of Jesus. They see how precious and beautiful he is and how he loves them. And how he is drawing them to himself and making them into living stones. Precious stones, diamonds, rubies, sapphires. Into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Christ, the living stone, draws us to him. And as we are drawn to him, we become like him, living, precious stones. And then in our day-to-day living, we perform a vital task, even in these days of social isolation. We draw others to him so that they too might become like him. And thus, one stone at a time, creation is changed. No longer drab and ugly, but precious and beautiful. just as God created things to be. Lord Jesus, continue this good work in us, we pray, and through us, until we see you face to face in your new creation. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And now may you, as living stones, united with Christ,